From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump condemns anti-Semitism. President Donald Trump is calling recent threats against Jewish community centers horrible and painful. Trump made the remarks Tuesday after touring the National Museum of African American History and Culture here in Washington.
This tour was a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms.
The president's condemnation of anti-Semitic attacks comes one day after the Anti-Defamation League reported at least 10 Jewish community centers in multiple states had received bombing threats Monday, the fourth string of such threats since the beginning of the year. Last weekend, the graves of more than 170 Jews were vandalized at a cemetery in University City, Missouri. A military court in Israel on Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
There were angry protests in support of a young Israeli soldier after a military court sentenced him to 18 months in prison. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. Ofer Golan heads a national campaign on behalf of Azaria. This sentence is an outrage, Golan said, adding that Azaria was a heroic young soldier fighting terrorism. He quoted an old rabbinical saying that if someone is coming to kill you, kill him first. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of a rebooted offensive to take the city. A military spokesman said a coalition of troops from the federal police, Interior Ministry rapid response units, and other soldiers took part in the renewed push, which began Sunday and so far has secured an additional 123 square kilometers south of Mosul. The U.S.-backed Iraqi forces reached the Mosul airport on Monday after removing Islamic State Shahab. The UN Refugee Agency says 250,000 Iraqi civilians could flee western Mosul as the government offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants escalates. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The Iraqi government reclaimed most of eastern Mosul from Islamic State militants last month, and last weekend, its battle to retake the western part of the city began in earnest. This has aid agencies worried and preparing for the eventuality that up to 250,000 people might flee the city. UNHCR spokesman Matthew Saltmarsh says there is room in several of these sites to shelter new arrivals, but once the predicted exodus begins, he says it will be impossible to accommodate such large numbers on existing land.
There are shortages of food, water, fuel, and medicine, and half of all food shops have closed, and most people can only access untreated water at the moment.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
WFP says it has enough food stock in the area for 770,000 people. It's calling for unimpeded access to all those in need. As he celebrated his 93rd birthday on Tuesday, Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe brushed aside persistent allegations of corruption against senior officials, saying rumor mongers were merely targeting big fish in his administration. In comments to be aired on state media on Tuesday, the world's oldest leader said he would act if shown evidence, even though graft scandals involving ministers and even members of his own family are regular fare in local newspapers. He also talked about the potential relationship with the U.S. and Donald Trump, and also some sanctions that are already in place.
We are just now under sanctions imposed on us, not by Donald Trump, but by Obama. Just imagine that. I don't know. Give him time.
Transparency International said in October Zimbabwe ranked poorly on corruption and was losing at least $1 billion annually to graft. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.